Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This Dunkin' Donuts, somebody's in the drive-thru and they had to hit the brakes because there's something happening in front of them. Now, you're going to hear a woman's play-by-play. Okay. And we're going to, she's going to tell you, you can hear her rooting for something to happen. What is it? A raccoon comes from out of the bushes on the right side of the drive-thru, goes up and seems to be begging in the middle of the drive-thru for something. And then she realizes the people in the drive-thru are going to hand this raccoon a donut.
Of course.
Make his dreams come true.
This is amazing.
Yeah. What in the world?
We're just sitting there, creeping up slowly.
He wants some Dunkin' Donuts.
Looking at the window, checking out the car, like, watch
it,
lady.
Looking at the car.
What is he doing? Are they going to give him a donut?
So she comes to the window.
Oh, my God. Do it. Throw him the donut.
So they're trying to decide. Okay. He's sitting up on his back legs.
He's gotten closer. Oh,
giving him a vanilla dip.
Okay, she's actually reaching out, he politely took it from her hands.
I thought for sure she'd, at minimum, I thought at most she would just open the window and fling it out like a frisbee.
TV has taught me he's going to jump in the window and eat her face.
Their little hands are so creepy.
Creepy.
It's hilarious though when they walk away on their hind legs holding stuff up like a prize.
I think if you look closely, you can actually see him say thank you.
If he had a top hat, he would tip it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Go eat this now. See you later.
I'm sad that he put it in his mouth and walked on all fours though.
I wanted him to stand there and wait for a coffee in the other hand and then walk away.
But he just said, thank you, see you tomorrow.
So you should have given him two munchkins.
Is that not the cutest thing you've ever seen
in your
life?
Pretty cute.
Yeah.
Pretty
awesome. You know that's like their daily thing.
Oh. It'd be more wrong than that.
The hands were creepy.
No, the hands are adorable.
Yeah,
no,
that's what
get
makes
out of here.
It's cute. It's hilarious.
You're either with us or you're against us, Kelly.
Haven't you ever seen a raccoon carry cat food?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I saw a raccoon popping bubbles yesterday like little kids do.
Yeah. I mean, they
my whole TikTok now.
If they just thought about it.
My TikTok is just balloons and raccoons. Meanwhile, one of our favorite TV stations, America's News Leader WNEP in Northeast Pennsylvania, they do a segment where they try things out and give it a review. And I guess there's just no rules or restrictions about what they can try out because they took 2.5 minutes of a newscast to try out one of the dumbest items I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's usually something, this gadget will make your life easier. This helps you to recycle your bottles and cans more efficiently.
Yeah, is a bird buddy. Yeah.
Are you tired of people in Northeast Pennsylvania not believing there's alligators where you live? Well, check out Gatorhead. Fun for all ages.
This is Gatorhead, and the maker claims this remote control gator simulates the movement and speed of a real alligator. It'll give you hours of fun at your favorite body of water. The remote control alligator is the perfect gift.
I'm not going to lie. It's kind of cool.
I want one now.
That's terrifying.
I want to take this to the local state park put it into the beach.
Just a remote control boat, but with a gator head, but it really does look like a gator.
Yeah. I don't know if it actually, like they said, mimics the sound and speed of a real gator.
Control alligator is the perfect gift for family and friends.
It can also be entertaining.
Gators are fast.
Yeah, but wait until it like hits overdrive in the next scene. You see the thing.
The nose lifts up like a speedboat.
Yeah, it could
be pulling a water skier.
Yeah.
Be an entertaining way to scare them. But it's not just for good pranks. It can also keep unwanted critters away from your favorite place to cool off.
Yeah, like Janice next door.
Cool off. The alligator head comes with a built-in motor that allows you to reach high speeds and short distance, and a remote control that goes up to 150 feet. Each gator head comes with one remote control, one screwdriver, and two additional propellers. It does need three AA batteries.
Is he just reading the box on the news?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
In the head, and also two AAA batteries in the remote. All this for $20 at Boscos in Scranton. But does it really work? To find out, we've come to McDade Park in Scranton.
Work? Why wouldn't it work? Yeah, it's basically just a remote control boat, but it's shaped like a gator head.
Also,
hard can it be?
They also showed like a minute of video of it working.
Yeah.
And now we're
going to
find
work.
If it works.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right, though. There's still 2 minutes left to clarify.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Good.
There's 2 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Brent, we start by reading the directions and removing the battery
covers. You just read the directions.
While we're doing that, Walker's and other outdoor enthusiasts.
Show his thumbs. That man is a nail biter.
Yep. Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Halfway down. He's at that point where his skin's curling up over the front of his nail. They're so short.
Yeah. By reading the directions and removing the battery covers. While we're doing that, Walker's and other outdoor enthusiasts.
Oh, there's some algae. There's some algae down there.
I like how they call them outdoor enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Our old people in vests.
Yeah, I know.
There's another outdoor enthusiast stopped to see what was going on. Glad they did, because the screwdriver that comes with the kit isn't removing all the screws.
Oh, no.
It just keeps spinning.
Oh, so of course they went to an old man who no doubt had a Leatherman with 48 different attachments.
That's really frustrating, because we can't open the battery compartment to install the batteries.
Oh, man.
Also, the second unopened kit that we bought, the screwdriver was completely missing.
What?
We resort to a pocket knife, and eventually one of our volunteers brings me a bigger Phillips head screwdriver from his vehicle. Finally, we're making real progress and install the batteries. The gator head doesn't have an on or off switch.
Please fall in.
It automatically turns on when you place it in the water. We do that, and it begins cruising around the pond. It turns easy, goes forward, also goes backwards, and turns
on
a dime.
Listen to the people clapping.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Does it really work? Yes, it does.
And you want to switch directions. We all take turns taking it for a spin, and it's a lot of fun. Now,
okay.
This guy couldn't be more old man. Camo cargo shorts, tucked in t-shirt, his New Balance shoes, matching camo hat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fun. Now, the directions state that you shouldn't run it in areas with aquatic plants, but our gator really handles it well.
So we're going to do it anyway.
So we did it anyhow.
We came with two free rotors, and we're never going to use it again after this. We're just going to throw it in a landfill.
They pull it out of the water. The rotors are completely just tangled up with weeds.
Yeah, seaweed and lily pads all over it.
One time, the propellers got a little clogged, but that was it. Most of the time, it cruised right through the plants.
But don't forget, they didn't give us a screwdriver.
Also, when we started running it in the pond, the creatures already there, like frogs, fish, and birds, wanted no part of Gatorhead and quickly moved out.
We scared away all the natural habitats.
They were afraid. They really thought it was a predator.
Way. What do our testers think? Will kids and adults like it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, RC stuff all over. Yeah. Now you have something for the water besides a boat or something. Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll
love
it.
Way to shill for Big China.
Yeah, right? Who bought this?
God, I wish that these news stations would approach us to test out these stupid
things. Oh, we would be a good at try it before you buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does the water need in the world? More plastic in it.
That's right.
Perfect.
Do you want to buy your kids some garbage they'll only like on their birthday?
You've got to buy two of these to make sure one of them actually works.
Jerry and I agree. However, it does say it's for ages 5 and up.
It puts up way too much of a wake. It's a dead giveaway that it's not a real gator.
Also, a dead giveaway is that they're at a pond in a park in northeast Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there's gators.
And they're holding a remote control with a long antenna on it.
We all strongly disagree. The trouble we had trying to get the batteries installed would be very challenging for a child under 10. Also, the fact the screw...
But so, once they hit 10, no problem.
Yeah. Well, I think a 10-year-old would probably be... It would be less challenging than it was for these adults.
Screwdriver didn't remove all the screws, and the second unit was missing the screwdriver. We decided to go ahead and give this product a so-so. Once you get it in the water, it's fun, but getting it there isn't. Kurt Aaron, Newswatch 16.
Yeah, is it really fun? Is it a good fun?
But getting there isn't fun yet. It really seems like they struggled.
Yeah,
Well, thank you for your service, sir.
Yeah, I assume the news director was like, Gary, great. You got to give us 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
That guy's the chief meteorologist.
That's all we got.
He managed to make everything else as boring as weather.
My goodness.
You are going to be replaced by an app on a phone. Yeah. That was the worst.
I got to expand my portfolio into Gatorheads because, man, apps.
I learned a lot. Going back to the raccoon that was getting a donut. Yeah. Is anyone else surprised that Steve is so vehemently defending the small-handed creature getting a free donut?
Steve, I was hoping nobody would notice.
You are our raccoon, Steve.
You're the show trash panda.
Yeah, I definitely am.
Steve's like, I'm going to go do the podcast.
Yeah. What conversation happened off the air this morning with Steve? Remember when Steve said, does anyone want to get breakfast?
Yeah,
and then he was alerted to the fact that donuts would be arriving. He goes, "Ice drink it, yay!"
I have never denied that I am motivated by food, especially donuts.
Yeah, I'll be a trash panda with you.
Yeah,
I will too.
We're all trash pandas. Admit it. Yeah. Come on, you're no better than me.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.